Cluster bombs are explosive devices designed to release multiple smaller submunitions, or bomblets, over a wide area. These submunitions are dispersed from a larger container, often in the form of an aerial bomb, artillery shell, or rocket. Cluster bombs are primarily intended for use against military targets, such as troop concentrations, armored vehicles, or infrastructure. The submunitions contained within cluster bombs are designed to explode upon impact or have a delayed detonation mechanism. They are intended to cover a larger area and cause widespread damage and casualties. The purpose of cluster bombs is to maximize the destruction of targets and disrupt enemy forces. While cluster bombs have military applications, they have also drawn significant criticism and concern due to their humanitarian impact. One of the major concerns is that a significant number of submunitions fail to explode upon impact, leaving behind unexploded ordnance, often referred to as UXO. These UXO can pose a significant threat to civilian populations, as they remain active and dangerous, potentially causing harm for years or even decades after a conflict has ended. The presence of unexploded submunitions creates a risk of accidental detonation, especially for unsuspecting civilians, including children who may mistake them for toys or objects of curiosity. Furthermore, the contamination of areas with unexploded submunitions can hinder post-conflict recovery, reconstruction, and the return of displaced populations. In response to the humanitarian concerns associated with cluster bombs, there have been international efforts to regulate their use. The Convention on Cluster Munitions, adopted in 2008, seeks to prohibit the use, production, transfer, and stockpiling of cluster bombs. It also includes provisions for the clearance of contaminated areas and the provision of assistance to victims. While many countries have joined the Convention on Cluster Munitions, some have chosen not to, citing military necessity or national security concerns. As a result, there is an ongoing debate surrounding the balance between military utility and the humanitarian impact of cluster bombs. In recent years, there has been an increased focus on the development and use of alternative munitions that minimize the humanitarian impact. This includes the development of munitions with self-destruct mechanisms or submunitions that have a higher rate of reliable detonation upon impact, reducing the number of unexploded ordnance. In conclusion, cluster bombs are explosive devices that disperse multiple submunitions over a wide area. While they have military applications and can be effective against specific targets, they have raised significant humanitarian concerns due to the presence of unexploded submunitions. The use of cluster bombs can pose a long-term threat to civilian populations and hinder post-conflict recovery efforts. Efforts have been made to regulate their use through international agreements, but debates continue regarding the balance between military necessity and the humanitarian impact of these weapons.